calls. Right now, let's jump on the Jonesboro Subway. Mama DeLuca's Pizza Hotline, let us carry us all the way down to Heflin, Alabama, which is the hometown of former Arkansas State All-Sunbelt Conference defensive back, Rocky Hayes. What's up, Rock? How you been, man?
What's going on, guys? Thanks for having me.
Glad to have you on the show again. Always enjoyed talking to you when you were a Red Wolf, and now that you're in that in-between space between being a college football player and being a pro football player, wanted to talk to you about your most recent experience working out and showing some of the professionals what you can do.
We had went down to Bedford, Texas, right there beside Dallas. It was a three-day event. We had a couple tour days, and then we had a scrimmage on Wednesday. I actually had a really good scrimmage. I didn't have any balls caught on me. I had a couple tackles, but I feel like it helped me.
So about how many players were involved in this? And, I mean, who were they just from pretty much across the span of all of college football, all different divisions, or kind of how did that break down?
Oh, yeah, it was a ton of kids, man, probably 150-plus. There was also free agents, older guys there, that's been in the league. Just so happened to become a free agent, but those guys were there, too.
So there were a few
guys from, it was D1, D2, it was a ton of guys from a different lot of places. So you guys from the big schools to all the way to the small schools. We had one guy that had just played in the FCS championship for North Dakota State. He had just played, I think, like last weekend, and then this weekend he's up there playing. So, but those guys from everywhere, man, it was a great experience just to see the talent across the country.
You mentioned there were some free agents there, so in that number, I would assume there were some NFL veterans as well, possibly.
Yes, sir. I imagine so.
Did you get an opportunity to kind of talk with any of those guys and maybe pick up any valuable tips from them?
No, unfortunately, they had it split up. It was a free agent group, and then there was an all-star group, and there was a selected group.
So they kind of separated.
Those were three different groups, and we never mingled with the free agents, really.
Okay.
Which group were you in?
I was in the all-star group.
Okay. Makes sense to me.
So how did this thing come about? How did you find out about it? This is something that was by invitation only, as I understand. Is that correct?
Yes, sir, it was. And, my agent, Paul Darris, he's from Dallas, and he had told me the history about it and told me they were interested in me. And he told me the guys that went there last year, I think 10-plus, they got drafted. And then more than that, had actually got onto a roster. And it just seemed like a great opportunity, and I took advantage of it, and I feel like it was the right decision.
So you mentioned this, you said it was a three-day event. You scrimmaged on Wednesday. You said you felt like you had a pretty good scrimmage. So what, after all was said and done, what kind of feedback did you get?
I talked to a couple of the coaches after the scrimmage and whatnot, just tell them I appreciate them and appreciate the feedback and stuff they were giving throughout the week. And a lot of them give me really good compliments. You know what I mean? You can tell when people can appreciate what you're doing on the field, and you can tell through what people's doing and what they're saying, the body language, this, that, and the other. You know what I mean? And I feel like the people had confidence in me. I feel like the coaches had confidence in me, and the players around me had confidence in me.
Yeah, I know that an awful lot of scouting in the NFL, for fresh talent for the NFL draft, is done looking at video. They can look at your college video, but it's always better when you get an opportunity to be seen by somebody's actual eyes.
Absolutely.
Either in a game or in a scrimmage setting like you were in.
Absolutely, absolutely. And from my scouting report that I had seen when I got there, they said I had good man coverage in the setting because, a status all we did was post trooper. He's a man guy, so all we did was play cover man.
Yeah.
And the scout saw that, and it was in my scouting report, but for them to actually see me play man face-to-face and physical in their face, you know what I mean? It makes a difference. That it'll go a long way, and I'm really glad I made the decision to go.
So there were scouts at this event from both the NFL, CFL, as well as arena football, correct?
Yes, sir.
So you feel like you performed well enough to get on some folks' radars?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. I definitely think we took steps in the right direction.
So what's next in the process? Where do you go from here?
Well, I'll be going back to Jonesboro here soon, next week sometime. And I'll be staying up there until February. And then in February, I'm going to leave to go to New Orleans. Then I'll be coming back to Jonesboro for Pro Day.
And when is pro day? Is there is a date set for that yet?
I'm not sure. I haven't seen a date set yet.
Okay.
The last time I checked, there wasn't one set. That was a couple of days
ago. Yeah, the last I heard, they hadn't yet come up with a firm date yet. Anyway, I think they were working toward that. But now, refresh my memory. Have you graduated yet?
No, so I graduated in May.
In May, okay. Very good. So you'll be back for classes then next week as well, right?
Yes, sir. And then I'll get on my online. No, I can submit all my assignments online while I'm going training in New Orleans.
Gotcha.
And then I can leave and then get my degree.
What's your major, Rock?
Finance.
Ah, wow.
That could
come in
very handy in the next couple of months.
Yeah, hopefully so.
Especially if you can land an NFL contract. Those can be pretty lucrative.
Definitely. I'm going to miss talking to you guys, man, over these last couple of years. It's been fun.
Well, we appreciate it. It's always been it's great to have you as part of the show as well.
Absolutely.
Certainly it was definitely a pleasure watching you play the last 4 years. Now, I would be remiss, too, Rocky, if I didn't ask you this. I mean, while you were at this the College Gridiron Showcase, as it was called, did you get any opportunities to showcase your offensive skills?
I didn't, actually. But to be honest with you, I had a couple of coaches ask me about it.
Yeah?
But I didn't get to play any offense. Just a couple of coaches asked me if I was confident in myself to be able to go back on the offensive side of the ball. And, of course, I had to say yes. And, but I never got the opportunity to actually put on the white jersey and go over there and catch a football.
But certainly, I guess that I would assume that it's safe to say that if that opportunity presented itself, that you'd be all about that, right?
Oh yeah, absolutely, absolutely. And we're going to keep our fingers crossed.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
man.
Of course, one of the things that the NFL kind of harps on, particularly with young guys, with rookies, is the ability to play on special teams, and certainly you've done an awful lot of that as well at Arkansas State.
Oh, yeah, definitely. And that's going to help me in the long run, I think. And I'm glad I can contribute to A-State the way I did in so many different parts, because it's just adding on to the resume, you know what I mean? And once you get to this part in your life, once you're past college ball, it's really just about your resume. And being able to do all those things for A-State really helped me in the long run.
Well, one thing you definitely have going for you is versatility. You've proven that in the 4 years
that
you played here. So hopefully that'll serve you well in the future as well. Rocky, thanks so much for the visit, and good luck as you aspire toward a professional career in football.
All right, thank you, guys.
All right, Rocky Hayes joining us on the Jonesboro Subway, Mama DeLuca's Pizza Hotline.